Okay, we're back on Tell the Band to Go Home, and we're playing you the good stuff. Do you like the good stuff, Jer? Jer, I really wish that I hadn't brought that. It's seeming like kind of the end of all the fun that we were having. Jeremy, could you pretend to be here for a little while longer? I was gonna play. What was I gonna play? Oh yeah. I know. Do you like the crazy covers, Jer? Mm-hmm. You know, bands singing songs by other bands. Yeah. All right. Remind me never to bring that when we do a radio show ever again. Oh, I can't find it now. Now I'm getting stressed out. What's it called? Oh, well, I lost it. Oh, there it is. Okay, I want to play this, a couple of things, actually. I was over looking at the shelf, and I noticed recently. Could you pretend to be here for a little while longer? I was gonna play. What was I gonna play? Oh yeah. I know. Do you like the crazy covers, Jer? Mm-hmm. You know, bands singing songs by other bands. Yeah. All right. Remind me never to bring that when we do a radio show ever again. Oh, I can't find it now. Now I'm getting stressed out. What's it called? Oh, well. I lost it. Oh, there it is. There it is. Okay, I want to play this, a couple of things, actually. I was over looking at the shelf, and I noticed recently we became BFFs with the folks at The Current, 89.3 The Current FM in Minnesota. Wonderful, wonderful station. We're BFFs now, and they sent us a bunch of CDs, which is great. And there's a few cool things on there, including a neat cover by this band that we will hear in just a second. But first, I thought I'd play a different cover that I also recently got. This one is from a very cool collection as well, put together by the fine folks at Bloodshot Records. They have this cool Bloodshot 6-pack thing right now that all the cool kids want under their tree, you know, I'm cool, so I kind of want it under my tree too, but I do have the songs and they're cool, and it includes what? Oh, now you're talking to me. What
under your tree?
It's called the Bloodshot 6-pack to go.
Okay.
Working songs for the drinking class. And it includes this fine Pogues cover. Do you like the Pogues? Yeah, me too. We should play the Pogues Christmas song, maybe. Ah, let's just play this, and then we'll figure out. We might have to leave early today, Jer.
I know.
Yeah, all right. Okay, here's our pals, Deer Tick, with a fine Pogues cover.
All right. Hi, this is John McCauley from Deer Tick. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM. Go home, Deer Tick.
drive. Goodbye, baby. Don't forget to cry.
Interesting, isn't it? It's a little live thing featuring Dan Wilson, Caroline Smith, and our pal Jeremy Messersmith. Jeremy, huh? You like that? From the album Live Current, Volume 11. That's their cover of Don't Forget to Cry. Don't forget, Jer. Cry. Maybe not right now, but cry. Yeah. Before that, we heard Deer Tick. We heard the Decemberists. Yeah, that's kind of, yeah, don't do that. We heard the Decemberists in there with their cover of Heart's Crazy on You from the album Live Current Cover to Cover from last year. And we also heard Deer Tick in there with Kiss Me on the Bus from that same record. And we heard Deer Tick from the Bloodshot Six Pack to Go. We heard their cover of If I Should Fall from Grace with God. Jerry, we got to go. I think we have time for one more song before we pack up and go by request. And we're going to send this one out to Ron. You remember Ron?
No.
Oh. Well, he remembers you. And he always asks for this one. And we got his donation for UMFM this week. We appreciate that. You can still get yours in, by the way. If you want to donate, umfm.com. You can go to the donate page and get your Pledge-O-Rama stuff in. And we got to take a trip out to Lockport for a hot dog and to drop off some CDs for Ron one of these days. But we'll send this out to him as well as Dale, who phoned in and asked for this one. An all-time classic. Why not? It's a Christmas song. Kind of.
All right. We'll start this next set with a song about the North Texas, Southern Oklahoma crystal methamphetamine industry. Them kids and give them a little bit of vodka and a cherry coke. We're going to Oklahoma to the family reunion for the first time.
it, sip it. Uncle Slaty's cause he's getting on in years, you know. He no longer travels, but he's still pretty spry. It's not much on talking, he's just too mean to die. And they'll be coming down from Kansas and from West Arkansas. It'll be one great big old party like you never saw. Got his Texan pride back in the thickets with his Asian bride. He's got an Airstream trailer and a Holstein cow. Still makes whiskey cause he still knows how. He plays that Choctaw bingo every Friday night. You know he had to leave Texas but he won't say why. He owns a quarter section and by Lake Eufaula caught a great big old blue cat on a drift in junk line. Sells his hardwood timber to the chipping mill. Cooks that crystal meth because the shine don't sell. He cooks that crystal meth because the shine don't sell. You know he likes that money, he don't mind the smell. Cousin Roscoe, Slaty's oldest boy from his second marriage up in Illinois. Raised in East St. Louis by his mama's people where they do things different. Thought he'd just come on down. He's gone to Dallas, Texas in a semi-truck called from that big McDonald's. You know the one that's built up on that great big old bridge across the Will Rogers Turnpike. Took the big cabin exit, stopped and bought a carton of cigarettes at that Indian smoke shop with the big neon smoke rings in the Cherokee Nation. Hit Muskogee late that night. Somebody ran the stoplight at the Shawnee bypass. Roscoe tried to miss him, but he didn't quite. And May come up from some little town way down by Lake Texoma where he coaches football. They were two-way champions now for 2 years of running, but he says they won't be this year. No, they won't be this year. And he stopped off in Tushka at that pop knife and gun place, bought a SKS rifle and a couple full cases of that steel core ammo with a Bear Dam primers from some East Block nation that no longer needs a man. A Desert Eagle, that's one great big old pistol. I mean, 50 caliber made by badass Hebrews and some surplus tracers for that old BAR of Slaty's. Soon as it gets dark, we're gonna have us a time. We're gonna have us a time. Have us a time. Springs, and that's one hell-raising town way up in southeastern Kansas. Got a biker bar next to the lingerie store that's got the Rolling Stones lips up there in bright pink neon. And they ride downtown where everyone can see them. And they burn all night, you know they burn all night, you know they burn all night.
fence post. You can hang a pipe rail gate, come do some sister twisters till the cows come home, and we'll be having us a time. Having us a time. Slayton's got his Texan pride back in the thickets with his Asian bride. He's cut that corner pasture into acre lots. He sells them owner financed strictly to them. It's got no kind of credit because it knows they're slackers and they'll miss that payment. Then he takes it back. He plays that Choctaw bingo every Friday night. It drinks his Johnny Walker at that Club 69. We're gonna strap them kids in, give them a little bit of Benadryl and a cherry coke. We're going to Oklahoma, gonna have us a time. Have us a time.
Hi, this is James McMurtry, reminding you that Christmas is a conspiracy by big business and its associates to enforce traditional family values and leave you feeling disillusioned, weird, and let down.
Truck, I like her better when she walks away. I love the sun shining through her dress. I like her better when she walks away. I love her hair in a tangle mess. I like her better when she walks away. Yeah.
That there is the great Alejandro Escovedo. He lost his mom the other day. Poor guy. So we'll send some warm thoughts out to our pal Al. That guy's got that guy and John D. Graham have like the worst lucks in the world. Just terrible things happen to them. I'm sure mom was good and old though. So you know, sounds like she had a good life. We got to go. That was Castanets there from A Man Under the Influence. Before that, we heard McMurtry and the Heartless Bastards from Live in Ought 3. Classic called Choctaw Bingo. And I got a bunch of great songs lined up for you, but I doubled booked dad duty. We're actually supposed to be somewhere. So we got to go. We're going to sneak out. But there's great stuff coming up, okay? You want to know what's happening? Here, I'll tell you. I got some Blackie and the Rodeo Kings. I got some Christina Martin. I got Shannon Lyon. I got Jim Bryson, the Weaker Thans, NQ Arbuckle. Del Barber coming up right away. But first, how about something from his hero? We'll tell you to join us again next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Tell the band to go home. It'll be our Christmas holidays special, our pre-Christmas bash. So we'll have some fun next Sunday. And I'll be back here on Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock for Still About the Radio. Check out tellthebandtogohome.com. Are you going to say anything or no? Too busy? Stay here. Wait, hang on. I got to turn it on. Okay.
Bye.
Thanks for coming, Jer.
You're welcome.
Always fun.